Now, I said I'd need a few volunteers. I'm not going to embarrass you in any way, but anybody from Climbers, maybe two or three who'd like to come up to the front and help me to be watchman. So you might get a shield or a sword and get to wear something. Brilliant. Thank you, Eleanor. In fact, because you're first, you get to choose which outfit you'd like. So would you like to join in? You don't have to dress up if you don't want to, but you do get a shield if you like. Let's see. Like a sword. Go for it. Okay. You can even have a helmet. Do you want to jump up, sir? Any of the boys? Daniel or Michael? Okay. Two's great. Let's go with two. Okay. Now, sir, what would you like? Would you like a shield? Okay. And you can put one of these on if you'd like to, but you don't have to. That's quite a good knight's armour, isn't it? No, you don't have to dress up. That's fine. Okay, now we've got our watchman. We're going to do the second half of the psalm. So let's just have another look at those verses again to remind ourselves. Let me read them for us. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. And in his hope, in his word, I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Great. Okay, watchmen. Now, I think we need somebody to stand guard in front of the gates, maybe marching up and down, maybe pacing here. What do you think? And being on the lookout. Who would like to do that one? Okay. Do you want to do that, Eleanor? Okay, and you can even sort of stand and just check what's going on. Seb, I think you need to go up the steps, okay, up into the watchtower. Okay, can you get up there? And I think you need to do your best peering like this. Yeah, can you just sort of, oh, we've got some more volunteers, yeah. Okay. Can they stand by the gate, do you think? And they could put on, we've got another shield here. And a helmet. Brilliant. Okay. Do you want the shield? Thank you. Okay. Are you still looking out, Seb? Brilliant. Always on the lookout. Okay. A bit more pacing, Eleanor. Sword at the ready. Brilliant. Okay, that's the idea. Now, I've got an easy question to start with. What do you think a watchman does? What do you think, Eleanor? What do you think, Seb? What does a watchman do? Look out for enemies. Okay, that's a good answer. Yeah. A watchman watches. And that was going to be my next question, actually. What might a watchman watch for or wait for? I think you're right. Enemies? Anything else? What is a watchman waiting for or watching for? Enemies is, I guess, what they're hoping won't come. What might the watchman want to see? What's that? Trade, yes. Okay, hopefully they'd come in the day. The watchmen are going to be out at night. Okay, so I think you're right. I think it's enemies at night. They don't want the enemies to come over the hill in the darkness. They need to be on guard. They need to raise the alarm for the people who are asleep in case the enemy come. But I think positively, what the watchmen really want to see is the sun, daybreak. They want to face another day in peace without fear of attack. Great, thank you. Let's have a round of applause for our watchmen, our volunteers. Do just put your things down there and grab a seat. Thank you, Jack. Oh, brilliant. Okay. Get them going young. Now, here's another question. If the psalmist is like a watchman, what is he watching or waiting for? If the psalmist is like a watchman, what is he watching or waiting for? Spy, see why? If not, let's open it up to the adults. Oh, had two people at once. I'll come back to you, Martin. I heard somebody else down here first.
The Lord.
The Lord, thank you. And Martin? Brilliant. I like both of those answers. The Lord and signs of Jesus coming back. He says, doesn't he, in the psalm, he's waiting for the Lord to hear, to answer his cry for help, to come and rescue him, to provide lasting safety and peace. And several hundred years after writing this psalm, the Lord did come. Signs of Jesus coming back? Well, yes, Jesus came as Saviour to die as a ransom for many, giving his life for us that we might live. And 2,000 years on, we live after his first coming. And we're waiting for his second coming when Jesus will return as judge. We're waiting like watchmen. And sometimes it feels like a really long wait, doesn't it? Have you ever found yourself lying awake in bed and wondering whether the night would ever end? You check the alarm clock thinking hours have gone past and it's just minutes. It can feel like it's taking forever. But you know that the morning will come eventually. And we know that Jesus will come back eventually. And even though it feels like forever sometimes, he will come back because he has promised. And that's something we look forward to. Because as those who've received forgiveness, his reign isn't the end for us, but the beginning of a new adventure in his eternal kingdom. Jesus describes himself as the bright morning star, the hope of a new dawn after a dangerous wait in a dark world. So we wait hopefully, confidently, knowing that our future is certain because it depends on God. The psalmist says, I put my hope in the Lord, in his word, in his promises, and God is completely trustworthy. Did you catch the wonderful description of what goes with the Lord? So in verse 4, with you there is forgiveness. We've seen that. But also verse 7, with the Lord is unfailing love. With him is full redemption. Forgiveness, love, redemption, they follow God like companions. Which makes sense because if God is love, unfailing love will go with him always. It will always be with him. And his forgiveness, love, and redemption are gifts to us. They're all for us if we will accept them. What a great way to finish the psalm. And what a difference from the depths of verse 1. The psalm begins, he begins by crying out, doesn't he, about his sin. But by the end, he turns from himself to the people of God and calls them to trust in God. So verses 7 and 8 are for us too. They could read, St. Peter's, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem St. Peter's from all their sins. All my sins, my record, all your sins, everything we've ever thought, said, or done against God, past, present, future, all of it, all forgiven, if we trust in Jesus. Because of his death in our place. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this great psalm and this reminder of how serious our sin is. But thank you that with you there is forgiveness. Thank you that that forgiveness is available to us, full forgiveness, because of what Jesus did for us by dying on the cross. Thank you that he is coming back. Please help us to wait like watchmen, hoping with confidence, knowing that our future in him is certain. Thank you that he will return soon. Amen.